Father in Critical Condition After Being Shot While Street Preaching. By A.W.R. Hawkins on November 20, 2023. A 26-year-old father of two was in critical condition after being shot in the head around 6 p.m. November 15, 2023, while street preaching in Glendale, Arizona. Fox 10 Phoenix reported that 26-year-old Hans Schmidt was standing on a corner outside a Glendale church when he was shot. On Friday, November 17, Glendale Police spokeswoman Gina Wynn gave an update on the incident. She said Schmidt was standing on the northwest corner of 51st Avenue in Peoria where he was preaching about a church service when the attack occurred. Police first believed Schmidt had been assaulted, but later determined he had been shot. Wynn also said, 51st Avenue in Peoria is a very busy intersection, so we know for a fact that there were people within the area. There were vehicles driving within the area, so we believe there is somebody within the valley that does know something about what happened. We believe there is someone in the valley who knows what happened. If you saw an individual or a vehicle, you're asked to call the Glendale Police Department. Schmidt is a military medic, a husband, and a father to two young children. USA Today noted that Schmidt is also outreach director at Victory Chapel. A.W.R. Hawkins is an award-winning Second Amendment columnist for Breitbart News and the writer/curator of Downrange with A.W.R. Hawkins, a weekly newsletter focused on all things Second Amendment, also for Breitbart News. He is the political analyst for Armed American Radio and a Turning Point USA ambassador. He was a visiting fellow at the Russell Kirk Center for Cultural Renewal in 2010, a speaker at the 2023 Western Conservative Summit, and he holds a PhD in military history, with a focus on the Vietnam War, Brownwater Navy, U.S. Navy since inception, the Civil War, and early modern Europe. Follow him on Instagram, @her_Hawkins. You can sign up to get Downrange at Breitbart.com/downrange. Reach him directly @her_Hawkins@Breitbart.com.